Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Closed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to just jump right into it because he's on a gig right now. And we're going to talk a little. We're going to talk pistols. So joining me now from somewhere that I'm not exactly sure where that is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How are you doing today?
All right, just fine, man. I'm in upstate New York, brother.
My goodness. My goodness. Yeah.
Today's my day off, so I'm going to spend it shooting this evening.
I understand.
But things are going really well.
So, what are you doing up there? What does one do when training someone in New York State? Because they have so many restrictions they have to work with.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I was hosted by a good friend of mine, Benjamin DeWalt, of On-Site Firearms Training. And he put together a daisy chain of gigs for a total of three gigs. And the first two training gigs were focal point, you know, how to shoot gigs. Whereas the third gig was structured with nothing but application, what I refer to as application exercises. And the onus was on the shooter. It was actually, it's fairly comical to watch, man. A lot of people aren't used to, normally when you go to, like, a training gig, you expect focal point breakdown type instruction, which was fine for the first two gigs. But the third gig being what it was, I made sure that, you know, they understood that this was a not... well, this gig was not going to be a learn how to shoot gig. It was going to be how to apply what you know gig.
Right.
And it took about an hour and a half for that to sink in for the majority of the crew. Because, you know, I would explain and demonstrate the task I would like them to perform. And I would spot critique here and there when something just blatant jumped out at me that I couldn't let slide. But otherwise, the onus was on the individual to pay attention to what they were doing, when they were doing it, in support of them developing the necessary level of awareness of self to be able to self-critique. And in my mind, that's where the true point of improvement begins. No matter what you're doing, if it's an action-oriented event, performance-oriented training, really the individual needs to train and practice to the extent that they develop the level of self-awareness to self-critique their performance. And that's when true performance begins.
Right.
But, you know, everybody needs help getting to that point. I've just figured out a way to do it. And it works fairly well. It's a pretty solid formula.
That's one thing I've noticed whenever I'm watching an instructor shoot, because they're talking to themselves as they're shooting, saying, push that one left. You know, they're critiquing themselves as they go.
You need to be able to call your shots.
Yeah. So,
maximum, you know, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to ask, is this primarily with handguns?
Correct. Yes, but it's, you know, doable with integrated weapons as well. Carbine handgun work.
Right. So, with that, you're going to be coming back, and then you're going back to tactical response. And what's the class going to be there that you're teaching there?
That will be an integrated weapons program. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one that this is where you sort of separate from the men from the boys, because that's sort of an involved, physically grueling sort of course, isn't it? In the heat.
Yes, absolutely. It's very mentally taxing as well, but it is a very physical program as well.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good gig. I've got a good crew put together. Everybody's chomping at the bit, ready to rock. It's just simply a matter of time of, the time passing and doing it.
You're going to be using the cadre at Tactical Response?
No, I'll be on my own.
Right.
But I always comp a few slots for
right.
the tactical response cadre guys. You know, if their scheduling allows them to plug in, you know, of course, they have every opportunity to do so.
Those guys, when I went up there, my first thought was that, you know, James would be out there. I knew he had instructors. I did not know how many instructors he had. So that was quite entertaining to watch that, because some of those guys are genuinely funny.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, he's got quite the crew.
Yeah. But they are all. The thing about James's crew is they all trust each other, and they're all really, really good. At shooting.
Yeah, they function as a true cadre.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
Quite the team out there. I mean, when I say they trust each other, one will stand beside a target, sort of like arm over the shoulder of it, and let the other guy shoot at it to make his point. And, I mean, I think, you know, some people would say, well, that's really unsafe, but at the same time, when you're operating on that level, because they teach all the stuff, not just the fighting pistol class with the newbies, but
right.
You know, the force on
layers of
yeah.
And if I may expand on that,
sure.
The more you know and understand about what it is you're doing and why you're doing it, safety becomes modified on a much higher level, and that depends strictly on, you know, the individuals involved doing the work, what their level of proficiency is, and more importantly, how well they work together. And you can accomplish quite a bit of work. However, based on an entry-level person's perspective, what appears to be controlled chaos and dangerous beyond the realm is actually executed within strict protocols and accomplished very safely. And it just depends. You know,
yeah.
What do you know? What do you understand? What's your background and, you know, past involvements or current involvements? What do you know and understand about fighting with guns?
No. Those guys, I found, a couple of them sort of loud, but that's okay, because as Ty Cobb said, it ain't bragging if you can do it.
Right.
So, so that class, that would be very interesting to watch, that class. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. When we get back, let's talk about handguns in general, just simply because you deal with a lot of people. And I'm sure you see a lot of guns. So now you probably have had enough time to create an opinion of a lot of guns. And I would like to pick your brain on that and share that with everybody. Super Dave Harrington, his website is called CombatSpeed.com. And when you get with Super Dave, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to learn what combat speed is, which it is different from bullseye shooting. But that Super Dave, although he does shoot bullseye, he's about combat. More on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, currently in New York State, training a bunch of very lucky people. And let's talk about what you see normally. Now, I'm going to presume that predominantly across the United States, most people are carrying a striker-fired gun as their carry gun. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now,
one flavor or another, yes.
Right. And one thing that I've noticed, though, is that with the striker-fired gun genre, most of the offerings out there are And let's talk about standard gun size primarily. I don't want to get into the micro guns because I believe they're a class all their own. In the standard size guns and the from the Glock 26 size gun up.
Right.
They're all actually pretty good, aren't they? All the name brands are actually pretty good.
Yes, I would agree. You actually need a scorecard to keep up with who's who and what's what because... In my experience, a lot of manufacturers, you know, they focus on the base gun being a polymer striker fired gun. There's a lot of similarity across the spectrum.
Do you ever have any people coming through there with hammer fired guns?
Once in a while. Yeah. Up here I had a few SIGs, 229s. A 226 and a Beretta pizza pistol. The pizza blaster even made an appearance.
Are you talking about the 92?
Correct.
Yeah. The 92 is not one that I've ever run. And I presume that when you were in the military, because you stayed in longer than I did,
right.
did you ever run the pizza pistol?
Oh, yeah. I had massive trigger time on the Beretta 92.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I represented Beretta for about 6 years, shooting on Team Beretta, and went through the various flavors of the 92 model. Here, I can quantify it. I have so much time on a Beretta. It does not matter how much time transpires between opportunities to fire it that. You know, it always seems like yesterday.
Right.
And I have no issues whatsoever with it.
Now, you have shot many a custom pistol.
Correct.
And with the quality of pistols that are out there today, coming straight out of the box, like there's some guns like, well, Walther, SIG, Glock now, all little pieces like the, you know, front serrations.
Right.
Adjustable sights, night sights.
Okay.
Maybe a slightly better than average trigger. All of those things that used to be the thing that you bought the gun, you're like, okay, now I can build a gun.
Right.
That's actually coming to you now out of the box, isn't it?
Correct. I made the decision a long time ago to fire stock guns, I predominantly use Glocks. And my train of thought behind it was from a skill standpoint, in respect to the accuracy equation being three components, the shooter, the firearm, and the ammunition, the shooter's the biggest variable.
Right.
With the advances in machining and just overall quality control of manufacturing, firearms today are inherently that much more accurate and reliable as in the durability goes with that. Ammunition to an extent is much more accurate than it ever has been, and you don't have anywhere near the malfunctions that you used to back in the 80s. However, when you have for current goings on with the pandemic having the effect on the firearms industry that it had and ammunition availability and whatnot, you're starting to see a loss of focus on quality control in respect to some of the ammunition manufacturers.
Right.
Simply because they're trying to
catch up,
turn it out so fast. When you try to keep up, you know, the whole balance out the whole supply and demand thing, sometimes QC suffers.
Yeah.
So, and that's been my experience recently.
Yeah.
But overall, today, speaking in general terms, firearms and ammunition are inherently more accurate than they ever have been in the history of man. So, with that level of awareness involved, I decided to find out what I could actually accomplish skill-wise with, you know, a stock firearm and what I refer to as over-the-counter ammunition.
Right.
And I have yet to be able to eke out every bit of mechanical accuracy of either component combined. Simply because, you know, the human being is the brings the most variables to the play of the problem.
Right. What about, and we haven't really thought about this or talked about this too much, carry systems. The concealed carry systems have really sort of evolved, haven't they? They've gone...
Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt that the firearms industry as a whole, pretty much any category of kit and equipment, it's never been better. And I think one of the biggest reasons for that is the manufacturers that make up the industry are listening and applying the feedback that they're getting from the field or the end users. I think that's one thing that has really kind of set a precedent. Firearms manufacturers are listening to, you know, the people that shoot their product and provide, you know, positive feedback in respect to those things that could be improved upon, and they do it. So that's, I think that's awesome. I really do. There are so many good pistols out there today.
Yeah.
There has not been a better opportunity for anyone to have a choice than they do today.
Coming up on the next break, we're talking about you. When you're going out there and you're looking for those tools that you want to carry, we're talking about the things that are available to you today. Talking with Super Dave Harrington, who sees what all of his students bring to him, sees what everybody is able to use and able to run. And, well, this is good information to have because you might take a class from him one day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is set to vote on whether Sweden and Finland should become members of NATO. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says that Russia's president is strengthening the NATO alliance.
With the vote, the Senate will come together in a bipartisan manner and bolster the Western alliance in the face of growing authoritarianism.
Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Finland and Sweden requested to join the alliance. An Illinois man is arraigned and charged with opening fire on an Independence Day parade, and the 21-year-old has pleaded not guilty. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt announces some of the charges Robert Cremo III faces.
He is facing 21 counts of first-degree murder. If he is convicted of murdering any two people, he will face natural life without the possibility of parole.
USA Radio News. One county is giving the thumbs up to illegal immigrants getting government jobs.
Flying in the face of everything constitutional, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, without discussion or notification, voted last week to allow illegal immigrants to take government jobs. Another law in San Francisco that allowed illegal immigrants to vote in school board meetings was struck down last week by San Francisco Superior Court Judge Richard Ulmer. His ruling stated that the Constitution of the United States cannot be overwritten by state constitutions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Arizona's Republican primary for governor is too close to call. Former TV news anchor Carrie Lake has a less than two-point lead over real estate developer Karen Taylor Robeson. Lake was endorsed by former President Trump, and Taylor Robeson has been endorsed by former Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So you have run the pizza pistol, as you call it, the Beretta 92. What are your thoughts on double action, single action? Do they have is there a place for them to play in the modern American gun carriers out there? I mean, the one thing I think about is it has a double strike capability if you have a light strike on a primer,
right? Correct.
But beyond that,
well, it's probably going to boil down to individual choice and what you're used to. You know, people that like a gun and use it well generally stick with that platform unless they're looking for, you know, something different. Whereas, you know, this is an interesting question because you're forcing me to think through it. I've never been asked this before. I do know for a fact that for example, Ernest Langdon of LTT, Langdon Tactical Technologies, does outstanding work on the various flavors of the 92 series, where the level of conditioning an individual has acquired over time of using any specific firearm, there should be no issues with using a DASA gun, as long as you're on top of it. But I will tell you, they are one of the most difficult handguns to learn how to shoot well. Not only getting on top of the first round double action, but the transition that has to happen between the double and single action. You're talking on a base gun, you're talking a 12-pound press-through double action trigger, and you immediately, in like supportive combat firing, if the intent is to immediately fire a follow-on shot, you have to physically not only shift gears between the action itself, but the weight of the press, whereas a double action is roughly 12 pounds, you can cut that in half for the single action press. The DASA guns, the primary DASA guns that I'm familiar with are the Bird 92 series and the SIG P226, P28s, P29s, you know, the various calibers of the P28 family. The difference between the two is not that major as far as durability, inherent mechanical reliability, and accuracy, but the triggers do not feel the same. Of course, you know, they're completely two different manufacturers, but the primary difference I want to focus on is the SIG has a rebounding hammer.
Right.
Whereas the Beretta does not. That rebounding hammer of the SIG, not that I don't like SIG, but I didn't like the feel of the rebounding hammer. Now, that is being said, having been brought up on the 92 series. But they're both, both pistols can compete against one another with no problem.
Now, in the past, Smith and Wesson had renderings of these. Colt tried it with the Double Eagle, which that was sort of a disaster, I kind of think.
Yeah, and the Double Eagle was a desktop paperweight.
Yep. And Smith and Wesson, I mean, I haven't looked lately, but they sort of seem like they have abandoned those. CZ still does the CZ-75, which is one of the more cloned guns out there. Everybody makes a CZ-75, although I would be... I think... What do you think about a gun like the CZ-P07 and the CZ-P09? The polymer, striker, double-action, single-action guns. They sort of melded the two.
Well, I think in the right hands, the CZ can compete with any other striker-fired gun.
Right.
I'm not that familiar with it.
Right.
But the first question that comes to mind in respect to the CZ is, or would be, its durability over time.
The P07 and the P09 are very utilitarian. They put me in mind of Glock. When you pull them apart, there's just not a lot there. I mean, it's just all they need, nothing, no frills. I have never fired one. And the interesting thing about those guns is you can get them set up to either be double action, single action, or only single action. You can. They come with two different kinds of safeties. They come with a hammer drop, and they come with a regular type that would work like on, say, a 1911. So you can have it either way, really, with that. And sort of like a 2011 on a shoestring, if you will.
Right. Exactly.
Very good firing guns, but, I mean, the problem with them is... everybody's moving to the striker. I mean, even CZ, they probably sell more P10s than they do the P07, which the P10 is their striker-fired gun. So.
Correct.
Have you seen the P10? What do you think about the P10?
I think the P10 is a solid blaster. I have no reason to own one, but if I did, I would. It's, again, I'll come back to the earlier statement I made. What I would consider a combat handgun category in respect to firearms today is extremely competitive.
Right.
With all of the offerings out there from the major manufacturers. You know, the manufacturers that have the kind of footprint to support, the broad spectrum of fielding, their guns. As compared to like Shadow Systems, for example. I mean?
So what are your thoughts about Shadow Systems?
I've not yet fired a Shadow pistol. I've handled them.
Yeah.
I've checked them out and handled them. And they're so super similar to a Glock, I couldn't really give you any feedback on it until I have fired it.
Right. The
they look good and they feel good.
Yeah. Where I saw that being a... The only place I think it outperforms Glock is weight. It does have a slightly straighter grip angle. It has a slightly better barrel, slightly better trigger. You know, all that stuff. So, anyway, I'm just very curious as to how you saw double action, single action guns, because the interesting part about it is that you were talking about the ones that you're aware of now, I just got to thinking, wow, there's only three brands that I know of that actually still make those on a regular basis.
Right.
For the most part.
I would say Beretta, SIG, and CZ. I don't know of any other.
Me either.
No other comes to mind.
I wonder if we'll come to a day. Yeah?
I'm still looking for someone to come up with a polymer striker fire 1911-ish blaster.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. Reading my mind, I don't know how good you're going to feel about that when you think about it, if you're thinking like me. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him on, you can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington on Instagram. On Facebook, his personal page is Dave Harrington, his commercial page is Super Dave Harrington, and his YouTube page is Super, or his YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And Dave and I sit around sometimes and we have these, we just chat and everything, and we have both decided what our favorite gun might be if somebody would just build it. But now this would be a gun that would destroy everybody else in the striker-fired gun segment, wouldn't it?
I'm pretty confident that would happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, the problem with the striker-fired gun segment, as far as I'm concerned, is the multitude of triggers out there today that come out of the box. I guess that's to have the same trigger pull on each pull of the trigger. Normally, what, about 5.5 pounds?
Correct.
You can get triggers that are lighter, although most probably, like, I have a Timney trigger on my Taran tactical pistol, and it is just good. But, I mean, you don't necessarily want to have that on what you would call a work gun, even though I have it on what I would call a work gun, right?
Understood. The primary reason will allow me to digress.
Yes.
The Timney trigger is probably the cat's meow right now in respect to, you know, striker-fired guns, because it actually feels, it's crisp. It can be dialed in to, you know, the respectable poundage. You know, in my competition guns, I ran, of course, they were customized 211s, but I ran 2-pound triggers, and you can certainly dial in the Timney in that realm, if not a little less. But the one thing I don't necessarily like about the Timney, as far as running in a work gun with a work setting, is the trigger does not remain to the rear. Now, thinking Glock, once you unload and clear and, you know, point the weapon in the safe direction and decock the pistol by pressing the trigger remains to the rear. Now, I refer to that as a dead trigger. Now, if I were to want to carry with an empty chamber, that's how I set the pistol up. I set the pistol up with a dead trigger as a fail-safe to forgetting I have an empty chamber. If I were to do that in the first place, which I would be shocked if that ever happened, I go to press the trigger and I have a dead trigger. In order to, you know, make the trigger come alive, I have to action the moving parts of the pistol. I have to action the slide to cock the trigger mechanism, thereby chambering a cartridge.
Right.
The Timney, having a Okay, unload and clear the pistol with a Timney trigger. Unload and clear the pistol. Slide forward. Safe direction. Decock the pistol by pressing the hammer. Or
right.
The trigger. Excuse me. The trigger returns.
Yeah, forward. Bounces back out there. But
returns forward and appears to be a live trigger, but it's not.
Right. It has no wall.
Right. You have to action the moving parts of the gun. You have to action the slide to cock the trigger mechanism. But otherwise, by appearance, the trigger's live because it's forward. Now, this is strictly in comparison to the
Glock. To the stock. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Dave made a point about that. One point that you made about this trigger is that right now out there, among the existing triggers out there, you consider this to be the closest one to the 1911 single-action feel that there is available for a striker-fired gun.
Yes, absolutely. In my experience, absolutely, hands down.
And I can tell you from experience that I've had a Timney trigger on a Glock 5th Gen 19 that was stock in every other way except that. And I've got it on this Terran tactical pistol that I've got in my hands right now. And the characteristic of the trigger is the same on both guns. So while you do have, if you run the slide, you do have that. But then if you don't run the slide, you pull the trigger, all you have is this.
Right.
And but it does bounce back forward. And that's... That can, with a semi-automatic pistol, that can be sort of that can induce a little bit of anxiousness, can't it? I mean, you have to do a brass check, don't you?
Absolutely.
If you got to pick it up. So, but the thing is, that's the way that Super Dave recommends if you're going to carry off body, like in one of these off body bags, of which there's multitudes of those as well. Going back to what we were talking about, the 2011 type platform, striker fired, would that have a safety on it, you think?
Wow, good question.
Because I see some of them now that are built nowadays that don't have the grip safety on them. They still have the frame safety, but they don't have them with the grip safety. And I'm just thinking and I know that Daytonics, when they were considering what was going to be the new gun. I know that Daytonics was looking at that. They had a gun that looked like that, like the striker fired 1911. And I really wish that had continued in its evolution and everything. But so some people are batting it around. But the two people I think would actually build something like that would be Staccato or CZ.
Right. If you were to take a Staccato and miraculously figure out how to change the internals to support being a striker-fired blaster, you'd have what we want, a striker-fired 1911. I just don't know if by design, by mechanical design, if it would be even doable. And I'm thinking that if it was doable, somebody probably would have done it already.
I think the problem comes from you have to have that longer trigger pull of what we have right now.
Right.
But with most of them, if you chamber around, you basically have cocked the firing pin, right? You everything's coiled up and ready to go.
Right.
So it's not like it's not
in a striker fire gun.
Yeah, it's not functioning like a double action trigger that is pulling the hammer back and then releasing at the same time. This is actually, it's just activating a system that's in there. So I would think that could be done mechanically. It just means that it would have a shorter trigger pull. And I think that would, if nothing else, this would be something that probably a lot of laymen would be, everybody's always out there going, I don't want a hair trigger, because this would definitely be, if it's a single action trigger, what does a single action trigger pull, a good single action trigger pull weight?
Crisp
in your
4 pounds.
About 4 pounds. Well, it's nearly that. A big long.
Crisp 4 pound work trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. That would decimate whoever builds that.
Yep.
I need to get Pignotto on the phone. Whoever builds this is going to own the market.
pretty much.
Especially if they were to do it and polymer it too. And then you have that big, lightweight, single-action trigger pull built into a polymer. Oh my God, that would be the heaven gun. I have to call Piedmont.
I would certainly drive it hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean that would be. I kind of think things are moving that way. You know, I kind of think technology is moving that way, and thankfully, I'm still young enough. Both of us are. We're still young enough to maybe we'll see a day in the next couple of SHOT shows. And then we can pick it up and go. You know, we talked about this in Wednesday in August back in 22.
Right. I hope somebody hurries up because I'd like to be well enough to be able to get out to the range and fire it.
I don't know. Did you see that self-defense instance where that 80-year-old engaged a guy with a rifle with a pistol in a store the other day?
No, I missed that one.
Go check it out. 80-year-old storekeeper in California engaged a the guy ran out of the building going, they blew my arm off, and that was a very short gunfight. Thank you for joining me today. And,
welcome, Mr. Bill. I always appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, yes, sir. It's my pleasure. Love these musings out loud. Coming up next is going to be Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Her guest is going to be Anthony Stephen. Oh, gosh, what's Stephen's last name? This is going to be part two of the Afghanistan CIA operative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.